This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 Joycast. In this Joycast, you'll hear a summary of the weekly program. Due to copyright restrictions, the music has been edited to make this Joycast possible. For more information about the music played during the show, please visit the blog at joy.org.au/thefoolandtheopera.
Good evening and welcome to The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. I'm Paul Williamson, your summer host, sitting in for the hard-working Dan Vaux. Well, it's Valentine's Day, so love is in the air. We're going to check out some of the famous lovers in opera, and there are quite a few. But being opera, the love story doesn't always end happily. Just think about Cho-Cho-San plunging the dagger into herself, or Tosca jumping off the battlement, or Mimi, or Violetta, or Gilda. I could go on. Tonight, we ask the eternal question, what is love? How much does it cost? And do I get my money back if it doesn't work out? We're a bit quirky on this show, and tonight's unusual track comes from an opera by George Gershwin. His only opera, the brilliant Porgy and Bess. What's a bit different about this track is that it's sung by jazz singers rather than opera singers. Here are Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald with Bess, You Is My Woman Now. You're on The Fool and the Opera. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. I'm Paul Williamson. And that was Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald with Bess, You Is My Woman Now, from George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. Louis Armstrong was born in New Orleans in 1901 and died in 1971. His nickname was Satchmo, or Pops, and he was a trumpeter as well as a singer. He came to prominence in the 20s and had a foundational influence on jazz, shifting the music's focus from collective improvisation to solo performers. With his distinctive gravelly voice, he was an influential singer, bending the lyrics and melody of a song for expressive purposes. Ella Fitzgerald was born in Virginia in 1917 and died in 1996. She was known as the First Lady of Song and Lady Ella. Her voice spanned three octaves, and she was noted for her purity of tone, impeccable diction and phrasing and intonation, and a horn-like improvisational ability, particularly in her scat singing. She's widely considered one of the supreme interpreters of the Great American Songbook. Her recording career lasted 59 years, and she was the winner of 13 Grammys. And she was awarded the National Medal of Art and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Two of the truly great artists of the 20th century. All right, it is Valentine's Day, so let's start with the world's most famous lovers, Romeo and Juliet. On our Literary Luminaries program last year, we talked about Shakespeare and how he adapted the story from two Italian sources, one poetic and the other in prose, and how the city of Verona has adopted the lovers. Charles Gounod's opera, Romeo et Juliet, premiered in 1867 at the Théâtre Lyrique du Châtelet in Paris. It consists of five acts, and the libretto is by Jules Barbier and Michel Carré. Let's hear Catherine Amalfitano as Juliet and Alfredo Kraus as Romeo with the Act II duet. You're on The Fool and the Opera. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9, and we just heard Catherine Amalfitano and Alfredo Kraus with the Act II duet from Gounod's Romeo et Juliet. As well as Gounod's opera, the 20th century composer Pascal Dusapin has completed an operatic version of Romeo and Juliet. Hector Berlioz created a dramatic symphony, and the Italian composer Bellini created a work called The Montagues and the Capulets, which Opera Australia presented here in Melbourne last year. That production featured Catherine Carby as Romeo and Hai-Sing Kwon as Giulietta. It was a great production directed by Irish woman Orpha Phelan. From that work, here are Dame Janet Baker as Romeo and Beverly Sills as Giulietta to perform Vieni a Vieni. And I'd like to dedicate this track to my friend Leanne and her beautiful partner Carol Ann, who I met at A Day in the Life of Joy last week. You're on The Fool and the Opera. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Melbourne's gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. And that was Dame Janet Baker as Romeo and Beverly Sills as Giulietta from Act 1 of Bellini's I Capuletti e Montecchi. Now, Bellini was a child prodigy who composed his first works at age 6. Unusually for a Sicilian, Bellini was a handsome, blue-eyed blonde. After breaking the heart of a Napoli woman named Maddalena, whose father would not let her marry a penniless piano player, he moved to Milan. There Bellini linked up with fellow composer Rossini's impresario, Domenico Barbea, who dominated Italian opera for more than 20 years. Bellini's first long-term relationship was with a married woman, and he also had an affair with the celebrated prima donna Maria Malibran. He produced four operas, which are still popular, I Capuletti, which we just heard, La Sonnambula, or The Sleepwalker, which Opera Australia will present in their autumn season with Emma Matthews, Norma, and I Puritani, or The Puritans. Bellini, sadly, died of exhaustion in Paris at the age of 34, and I'm not sure if he was exhausted from writing so much music or from having so many lovers. Okay, let's move on to a composer who is not so well known. Umberto Giordano is really only remembered for one opera, Andrea Chenier, which received renewed publicity when the aria La Mamma Morta was used in the film Philadelphia. The opera tells the story of the late 18th century poet, Andrea Chenier, and in the first act, it's set in a chateau where Chenier meets Maddalena, the daughter of the Countess de Coigny. They are reunited 5 years later at a café in Paris. In this aria, Chenier is aflame with newly ignited passion, and he and Maddalena pledge to fear nothing, even death, if they have each other. From Giordano's Andrea Chenier, here are Franco Corelli and Antonietta Stella. You're on The Fool and the Opera. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9, and that was Franco Corelli as Chenier and Antonietta Stella as Maddalena from Giordano's Andrea Chenier. And that was recorded way back in 1963. An oldie, but a goodie. Now, next Friday night, Victorian Opera are presenting Hector Berlioz's The Damnation of Faust at the Hamer Hall. It's a very dramatic piece in which Berlioz has combined fantasy and realism. Marguerite, a young teenage girl, has seen her lover in her dreams. When Faust, who is a middle-aged man, enters, she immediately recognizes him as the man from her dream, and they sing a rapturous duet and fall into one another's arms. From Berlioz's The Damnation of Faust, here are Frederica von Stader as Marguerite and Kenneth Regal as Faust. You're on The Fool and the Opera. That was Frederica von Stader as Marguerite and Kenneth Regal as Faust from Hector Berlioz's The Damnation of Faust. Now I'd like to say hello to Paul Anthony, Tanya from the Sports Lounge, and Petro from Sound Museum, all of whom helped me with my podcasting during the week. And a thank you to Michael, who also helped me with podcasting today. And a special Valentine's Day hello to all the happy couples out there, especially Neil and Michael, and Melissa and Pat. Well, we've heard from Gershwin, Gounod, Bellini, Giordano, and Berlioz. Where to next but Verdi? Arguably Verdi's most popular opera, La Traviata. Based on the novel La Dame aux Camélias by Alexandre Dumas, it concerns the gorgeous courtesan Violetta, the legendary hooker with the heart of gold. Other examples of this famed character include Nancy in Dickens's Oliver Twist, Holly Golightly in Truman Capote's Breakfast at Tiffany's, and the Julia Roberts character in the film Pretty Woman. But back to Traviata. The nobleman Alfredo falls passionately in love with Violetta, and they are soon together. But as in most of opera, love doesn't run smoothly. Alfredo's father approaches Violetta and demands that she break off the relationship. Violetta returns to her former patron, the Baron, and there is a major confrontation between Alfredo and Violetta at a party. The third act opens with Violetta on her deathbed. Alfredo finally arrives and the lovers are reconciled before Violetta dies in Alfredo's arms. From Act 3 of Verdi's La Traviata, Dame Joan Sutherland as Violetta and Luciano Pavarotti as Alfredo perform O God, to die so young. You're on The Fool and the Opera. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9, and sadly that's where we must leave Dame Joan Sutherland as Violetta and Luciano Pavarotti as Alfredo, from Act 3 of Verdi's La Traviata. Well, it's hard to top Verdi, but let's try. It has to be Puccini. Puccini died before finishing his final opera, Turandot. The work was completed by Franco Alfano using Puccini's sketches. It premiered in April 1926, and audiences and critics were divided. It's not a traditional love story. The icy Princess Turandot demands that prospective suitors must solve riddles to win her hand. When Caliph solves the riddles, Turandot begs not to be given to him, and Calaf proposes that if she can discover his name before dawn, she will be freed from her vow and he will die. The slave girl Lu kills herself to avoid giving up the stranger's name under torture, and Calaf and Turandot are left alone. He tears her veil aside and passionately kisses her. She admits that because of his confidence, she has both feared and loved him since she first saw him. Turandot declares that she knows the stranger's name. It is love. Here is the finale to Puccini's Turandot. You're on The Fool and the Opera. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. And that was Dame Joan Sutherland as Turandot with the John Aldous Choir and the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Zubin Mehta, with the finale to Puccini's Turandot, where Turandot discovers love. Well, that's just about all we have time for tonight's Valentine's Day show. David will join you momentarily with Bent Notes, and Dan Vo will be back with next week's show. So, as Giacomo Puccini might say, we'll see you next time. Same Fledermaus time, same Fledermaus channel. This has been The Fool and the Opera.
Thanks for listening to the Joycast of The Fool and the Opera from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and the program blog at joy.org.au/The Fool and the Opera. The Fool and the Opera is produced by Dan Vo and Jed Gilbert, thanks to the support of Joy sponsors and members. Please help support it by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.